You're listening to the Grace Podcast. I'm Pastor Justin Spurlock. I'm so glad to have you listening to this service. If you are in need of grace, you have come to the right place. We start a new quick sermon series, a three-weeker today called Gifts of Grace, Generating Gratitude and Generosity. And I really want you to see from this text how love of God and love of neighbor is truly something that is a gift from God, a gift of God to you and to me that we get to take back out into our lives, that we get to take back out into the world, and that when we experience this sense of love, when we experience this kind of grace, friends, we will hear those words of Jesus over us that he says right here at the end to this scribe, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." You are not far from the kingdom of God. Friends, I want you to hear that phrase and I want you to carry it around with you each and every moment in the week to come. You are not far from the kingdom of God. What does it mean to think about that phrase in every moment, in every circumstance, to be very present to the fact that the kingdom of God is so near, that it is within reach, that if we just stretch out our hand, we may encounter the kingdom of God. We might experience it. And that the people who are in that space with us will experience it as well. That it is so close all of the time. You are not far from the kingdom of God. Because let's face it, friends, when we look around our lives, when we look around our world, when we look even into ourselves, there's a way of having perspective. There's a way of interpreting our lives. There's a way of telling our story. There's a way of narrating all of life that sees it through a kingdom of God lens. And there's a way of seeing all of life in the exact opposite. And the choice is up to us. The choice comes down to you and me, friends, deciding what kind of glasses we're going to put on, what kind of lens we're going to see our lives in the world through. What kind of perspective will you and I have? And so the greatest commandments are meant to give us that perspective. What is life supposed to be about? Loving God and loving neighbor. Loving God with my whole heart, my soul, my mind, my strength, with everything that is in me and about me and around me. With my whole being and whole life. Now, let's be honest, that's a whole lot easier said than done. In fact, when we talk about loving God in that way, oftentimes it descends into the abstract so quickly. What does it really mean to love God? With my heart, my soul, my mind, and my strength. What does that even look like to have that kind of relationship, to have that kind of perspective, to have that kind of belief and viewpoint in my everyday life and every action of my life? Friends, I am convinced that it starts right here with this word, gratitude. Gratitude. That if we want to love God, what is needed in order to do that is gratitude. We have to have something that opens us up to see God in order to love God. And I'm not going to see God until I begin to look around my world and see all of it as God-laced, as divinely dipped, as Trinitarianly touched. That God is in all, in through all, and with all people and things. That my world is God-drenched. Do you hear that, friends? You cannot love God, see God, know God, understand God until you begin to look around and go, this is my Father's world. If you cannot see all of it as God-drenched, as divinely immersed, then how will you love God? You see how that works, friends? That when you and I begin to look around and see this creation that God formed with these divine hands in imagination, when we begin to look around our very lives and very selves, our daily existence, and go, God created that, and God made that person, and God put this thing in my life. Oh, look at that. Look at, oh, that human being. All of a sudden, it opens us up so that you and I can fall in love. So that you and I can experience grace. So that you and I can encounter the beauty of life that God has put in us and all around us. And when that happens, friends, the same thing happens inside of us as happens inside the artist's soul. We are overwhelmed. Our very being is caught up in all of this. And all of a sudden, my soul, my mind, my strength, my heart are pouring out love. Love. Made out of gratitude, made out of this intentional action of looking around all of life and pointing out, that's from God, that's from God, that's from God, that's from God, that's from God. And all of a sudden, I'm overwhelmed by love of God in my life. Are you in a place where you feel far from God? Then take a moment and begin to list off the things and people that you are grateful for, knowing that they all come from the divine. And then the same thing begins to happen with neighbor, with the people around us. I can love people, because now all of a sudden I have this gratitude inside of me, and that gratitude begins to pour out and overflow out of me in such abundance that, oh, I can be generous. All of a sudden my gratitude becomes something that I go, you know what? I know someone. I have something. Because I love God and have been worshiping God and have this gratitude that is overflowing, now I can pour out into you, my neighbor. You, this other person, you can experience what I'm experiencing because it's flowing out of me. These gifts of God in our lives now being given to other people. Friend, I want you to consider that, because that is how close the kingdom of God is in every moment. When you get up tomorrow morning, and you go to face your day and whatever circumstances are in it, you have a choice to see it the way that you have been seeing it. That's probably a little glum and a little glib. That's probably seeing it through a lens of anxiety or fear or stress. Or you can choose to see it in this other way. Gratitude, thankfulness, a deep sense of wow, and overwhelmed with love and grace and goodness and beauty. And all of a sudden that puts a little extra energy in your step. And when you encounter a neighbor, when you encounter people, they're going, What is different about you? And you go, I am grateful. I am grateful for my life, for this existence, for this creation. I'm grateful for you. And all of a sudden you go, yeah, I am grateful for you. And because I'm grateful for you, I want to give to you. I want to come alongside of you and love you. And all of a sudden, it's not just being close to the kingdom of God. It is the kingdom of God being encountered and experienced in each one of these moments of life. Of loving God, of loving neighbor, of being full of gratitude, of overflowing with generosity. These gifts of God in our lives. Will you choose to see today? Will you choose the kingdom of God in each moment? Will you choose gratitude and then generosity flowing out of you as you love God and neighbor with your heart, soul, mind, and strength? Go and do it, friends. You can, and I know you will. Amen.